Hi, good afternoon. Is this Amin?
Yes. How you doing, Monica?
Hi. Good, good. Thank you. Amin, I was reaching out because I see that you guys, that you completed the waiver, but I only got the member signature on it. I need you to please resubmit the waiver with full signatures. I have to have the member's signature and your signature as well.
I didn't finish the waiver.
No, it's not complete.
Oh, I thought it said complete.
No, I only see just one signature. I have to see both signatures on it.
Okay. Let me go back to the link.
Okay.
You said the waiver, right?
Yes.
I could have swore it said done. So what do I sign? Office employee signature,
yes,
or member signature?
No, the member is the patient. You're the office employee.
All right. Now the member signature, I just keep it?
Yes, just keep that and just put your signature. You see the member signature there, right?
Yeah, do I sign that
yes.
one too? And the office employee signature?
Just the office employee signature you have to sign.
How about the member signature?
Is that blank or do you see a signature there?
Yeah, they both, it's two of them blank. It's a member signature and office.
Yeah, the member needs to sign. The patient needs to sign it also.
All right. It says my response has been recorded.
Okay, let me take. Oh, perfect. I got it.
Is that it?
No, but did you sign your name as a member signature? It has to be Donna Mallory. On the member signature, and your signature has to be on the office employee.
So I signed it on the office employee signature.
You signed it on the office employee, and Donna signed it on member signature.
Okay. 19, but it's still, it's like when I do it, the member signature not letting me go to the next zone unless somebody signed the member signature. So I guess Donna got to sign it.
Donna has to sign it, yeah. Unless she gives you authorization for you to type in her name, then you can do it for her.
All right. I mean, she the one told me about that it was going to be a waiver that we had to sign. She told me that last week.
You know what? Because I do have her signature here. Do you want to give me verbal authorization to just sign your name on the waiver on my end here?
Yeah.
Okay,
yep.
I'll do that right now. We have her signature here. Okay. All right, so I did that there. Now we have the waiver. Now, the only thing I'm still seeing that's missing is your I-9. I see that you try to complete it, but it's still coming up blank for some reason.
That's what I wanted to tell you. Like, as I'm doing it,
uh-huh.
and I put in my social,
uh-huh.
It's not accepting it. Like, every time I put it in, it'd be like, feels required. I keep putting it in. I was putting it in all weekend, and it just won't let me go to the next thing. Like, I tried to save it so I could show you where I was at with it.
Uh-huh.
because I was almost done. It was only like 2 fields required, but it won't let me put my Social Security. It keeps saying wrong Social Security number, and I know my Social Security number.
All right, do you want to do it with me over the phone? I can do it on my end here. You just have to tell me what to put in. All right, just one moment so I can go to the link here. Your email is amin_chb@icloud, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm just filling out the information here, your address. 6330 Cherokee Street, right?
Cherokee Street, yes.
Cherokee, yes. Sorry.
It's okay.
All right. Do you file single, married, or head of household?
Single.
Do you have any dependents under the age of 17?
Yes, one.
Okay. Any dependents over the age of 18?
No.
Do you receive any income other than, like, not from your job, any other income?
No.
Okay. Do you want any extra withholding taken off your paycheck every week?
No, I could do that.
Okay. We're on the I-9 now. One moment. You are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Do you know what day I'll be starting, Monica?
I can take a look and see what notes we have on the case, because it depends on if we receive the authorization. All right, perfect. So I submitted it. Let me see if I received it on my end. Perfect, I got it. Okay, let me see now what's going on with the case. Seems like there's something going on with the authorization for the case. I would suggest Donna to reach out to her insurance to see what's going on. Amin?
Yes.
Did you hear me?
No, I didn't. You say it again.
There's something going on with the insurance. It seems like they cut it on the 17th. So we don't no longer have the authorization for the case. I would suggest you speak to Donna and have her reach out to the coordinator for case, the service coordinator for insurance, to see what's
okay.
going on. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because this was just sent. It was an update about 2 hours ago. So just have her reach out to her insurance and see what's going on.
Okay.
Okay. But ask. This is you're all done with all your requirements now. There's
okay.
That's pending. Okay. Nothing.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.